I've been talking to people about the connection between what we're trying to do defending our own neighborhoods and trying to defend countries and cultures and neighborhoods beyond our so-called American borders that are victimized by the policies of the World Bank and the IMF. I see a connection. We don't get killed in the same way. We don't get... A lot of us are safer. Some of us aren't. But there is... It goes back and forth. There's an organic connection. We have to be dumb consumers on this end of the loop so that they can use their F-117s and structural adjustments and push governments around with debt decisions and so forth on their end. We have to be apolitical here for them to run the politics there. That's what I've been talking to people about. Hallelujah.
What kind of significance do you think it is that you've got people here on all sorts of issues, including the tragic situation in the Middle East at this point? It seems to be the peace and justice issues are coming together like they haven't for quite a while.
Well, I love how many different kinds of activists are here right now meeting each other. And the globalization issue is a macro issue that joins neighborhood defense with war and peace, with sweatshops, with racism. It is one of those issues that brings us all together. The police are running the theater so far. You can see here that the initial line of police is just 30 or 40 feet from us. And then there's that bus. They're unloading riot gear or something there. But then there's a no man's land. And then beyond that, another avenue-sized block is another cordon of police. So people in Washington, D.C., the citizens of Washington, D.C., are not the people we're reaching at this moment with this live, you know, series of people speaking from all over the world. This is a tremendous education about globalization going on here on this stage right now from the Mobilization for Global Justice. I think this is really wonderful work that's being done right here. But this neighborhood isn't getting it, you know, not right now. So we have to find new ways to break into... I think we have to break into Starbucks. We have to break into Disney stores. We have to pretend we're customers and go in there and say the wrong things. We have to whisper to people, on the pretense of being a customer, whisper to people about where those products are coming from, what's involved with these things that we're buying, that we're clothing ourselves with, that become the style of how we represent our social place here in society. We have to find new ways. This is police theater. I want to be here, but the demo march rally cycle needs other things because they just control us right now. Look at this. The proscenium arch, the theatrical frame is all militarized here.
What's your view as to the state of the mind of many people in this country where, you know, Bush has got up 70-80% in the public opinion polls? People think the war against terrorism as it's being played out is excellent, that it's doing well, that we're protecting this country. Circling the wagons, of course, is traditional in a time of violence and war. But what's your view of where this is headed? And this dissenting voice here today in Washington, what's the significance of that?
If they can continue to keep us apart from each other, if American citizens are mallized and surrounded by credit card buffers, you know, the way that we don't meet each other really, the way that we don't talk to each other really as a result of being encased in these products, it's like we're being armored against our will. If we can break through to each other the way people do in a real neighborhood, without mediation, just go right up to each other, the way I'm talking to you right now, and say, you know, this isn't right. What happened in Venezuela, that was a coup. You look at the newspaper, and a sensible person says, well, if they were on the phone to senior Bush officials a dozen times in the 48 hours before the coup, that means to me that the coup came from Washington as much as any other place. Sensible people see that. And they'll start saying it to each other. It's a gradual process. I would have to say we're still in thrall to the argument that Bush picked up after 9/11. But eventually, I think, I personally have faith that we will look each other in the eyes, talk to each other, without media, without products. We will become the media, to quote it from Jello Biafra. You know, if we're on your kind of network, if we're going under the radar, under the commercial media, and also the media of being in our bodies, talking to each other, person to person, I think eventually the information itself is so dramatic that people will make a separation between patriotism and bombing the Palestinians. They'll start separating out those issues. The Palestinians are not Osama bin Laden. People will start figuring that out.